From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is laying out her economic plan for the country Thursday, claiming her proposals would help many U.S. workers, and Republican Donald Trump's plan would benefit only the wealthy. Ahead of Clinton's speech, Trump defended his plan before a home builders group in Florida.
Hillary Clinton's going to make a speech tonight. She's going to raise taxes, $1.3 trillion. I'm going to cut taxes big league, big league. We're having a massive cut in taxes. We're having a massive cut in regulations.
But Trump's message on cutting taxes may have been sidetracked by repeating a comment made earlier, a day earlier that is, where he accused President Barack Obama as being a founder of ISIS.
Our government has unleashed ISIS. I call President Obama and Hillary Clinton the founders of ISIS. They're the founders. In fact, I think we'll give Hillary Clinton the, you know, if you're on a sports team, most valuable player, MVP. You get the MVP award. ISIS will hand her the most valuable player award. Her only competition is Barack Obama, between the two.
Donald Trump's controversial statements and blunt attacks on his political opponents have divided the Republican Party, with some leading party members denouncing his candidacy and calling him unfit to lead. Clinton has also been dogged by controversy. Trump says new emails released by the Conservative Judicial Watch prove contributors to a charitable foundation she started with her husband, former President Bill Clinton, got special access to the State Department during her tenure, something the Clinton campaign denies. This is VOA News. Voters in Zambia are choosing a new president and lawmakers on Thursday.